You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 8, season 6 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. Happy holidays, buddy.
Happy freaking holidays. But you just broke my mind, I'm not going to lie to you. You said 6 years, and a lot of my life just flashed before my eyes.
Right, yeah. This is the sixth year we've been with Raptors Republic.
Mm-hmm. I like
that. Well, then we've done the podcast, because we did two, and then hooked up.
Yeah, here we are.
Anyway, the reason for the slight delay in this conversation is we are a little high right now. Mm-hmm. At least I am.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's around the room.
And we're feeling festive because we're about to go to the Raptors Republic holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought we'd record this podcast first, and we brought...
The man.
Our favorite guest.
The myth.
Our favorite guest.
The legend.
The... Bill Gates of Raptors Republic? Is that fair?
Steve Jobs.
Isn't there like an Indian guy who's in charge? Oh, that's Google. Sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
He's a Google guy.
Yeah, he's a Google guy. Did you see the Republican Congress asked him, like, why am I getting notifications? He's like, I'll be happy to look into that.
Zarar Siddiq. Fuck. You got my head. Siddiqui. Siddithi. Siddithi. Buddy.
Siddiqui.
Siddiqui, but where's the?
In the D.
In the D.
Before you used to call it Siddiqui, then I said, hey, it's Siddiqui, like you say the word the.
Okay.
Yeah. We're good.
It's awkward. Well, I feel like we're good enough friends now that it's just, when would I ever say your last name?
No idea.
Right, so.
Man, we can edit all this shit out, man.
It's all gone.
I don't think we need to edit any of this out.
No one's gonna know.
We might not even make it to the end of this podcast, to be honest with you. This might be a lost episode.
We might not make it.
If you're hearing this right now, God bless your heart.
So we're going to record a podcast now. The three of us are going to do 5 things pre-party, and then the 6th thing, we're just going to record people at the party, get some thoughts, their thoughts on the Raptors.
After a few beverages.
Yeah.
A responsible amount.
Later in the night. And we should also preface that we're recording this before the Portland game, so we have no idea what goes on in that game. I'm going to say a close loss, just because...
That's not very festive.
Well,
yeah, man. Come on.
No, I think...
How high are you right
because
now?
Because...
You're the weird
Lowry,
kind of
there's
high.
No Lowry, Valanciunas, or Kawhi Leonard. Going to be a lot of Lonzo Brown in Portland, all right? I'm just saying.
What's Portland's record?
See, now, if there was a Raptors Republic app, this is where we could just fucking... Right?
It's a good point, man. We got to get on the goddamn app, bro.
What should be on the Raptors Republic app?
Got to be able to, like, anything we need to look up
right now.
Let's
do some product development right here.
They're 15 and 13, and they're in 9th.
That's a good question, though. What should be on the
On the app? Because it can't just be, like, the website in an app. It's got to be more than that, right?
No, it's got to have all the sections, you know what I mean? Like, you got to have your podcast.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to be able to, like, check the upcoming games.
You
got to be able to check the stats and everything from
the stats
past games.
Too.
But even though like they're included in like the write ups and stuff.
All right, basically,
do you know what I mean? Like anything, any of your content should be like organizable and you can find it.
Take the score
on
app,
an app
and do it Raptors focused, but add podcasts and shit.
That's good direction. I'll execute on that right away.
I feel like you're not going to do that.
No, I totally will, because I actually hired some Ukrainians.
Shout out to the Ukrainian. Is it the dude that we met?
No. Oh. But he's Ukrainian too.
Yeah, that guy's amazing.
Shout out to Andre Bach. He's so proud that his email was mrmarketing@gmail.com.
He is Mr. Marketing, though. Every time he talks to you, he's marketing something. But himself.
Is it MR Marketing?
Yeah,
or MI?
Oh, okay. MR, which is the better one, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Sure.
I agree. Okay, so we're going to do 5 things together here pre-party. And then we're going to do the last thing is going to be at the party.
Yeah. And we'll probably get hammered and talk about the Raptors Republic app.
Yeah.
Probably figure it out by the end of the night.
Yeah. We so far, we got podcasts, scores, upcoming games.
Updates. You know what I mean?
Oh, like every article that gets posted gets like
yeah,
notified
like new
and shit.
Like alerts yeah. and shit. Yeah. You know, you could do one with like you can even have regular ones with just like the starting lineup mm-hmm. and anyway, no real preparation for this either. We're gonna kind of go off the top of my head and throw shit at you guys.
Thing one
in your gut is Kawhi Leonard a Toronto Raptor next year?
Yes,
I think so. I'm still uneasy. I'm not gonna lie. Like I don't see why he would leave or how he would leave, but also I'm like I don't know shit.
You never know. No, that's the thing is nobody knows.
He
might not even know.
I love that man. Even if he leaves, dude, whatever happens this year, it's already been even how he is in the media. Like when they asked him about Christmas,
he said no.
He's like, I don't want to talk about this right now.
He's like, where have you been in the city? He's like, nowhere.
Nowhere. I'm playing ball.
What restaurants do you like to visit? What's a restaurant? Yeah.
If he went to a Los Angeles-based team, I'd just be like, that's cool. I get it. He just wants to go home, and there's nothing he can do about it.
I think.
But if he went to anywhere else, Charlotte. I'd be like, what the fuck, man? Like, you just left $40 million on the table to go somewhere?
I don't see him leaving. Unless it's to, like, the Clippers or something, you know what I mean?
Like, it has to be a bit of a recency bias thing, I think. Because I think whatever happens in the regular season gets obliterated by what happens in the postseason.
It's true. Absolutely.
So if you have like a horrible postseason and there's like more choking going on and you get swept by the Wizards or some shit like that, the whole season doesn't mean anything and that's all you'll remember.
Yeah.
And it kind of reinforces the Raptors choker label and he's like, fuck this. This is just a pattern
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this place is a curse. I'm leaving.
Yeah, like it so depends on what happens in the playoff. But again, the $40 million bucks, man, that plays a huge deal too.
For sure.
Do you think Kawhi is the type of guy who cares about what city he plays in?
I don't think so.
He signed with New Balance, man.
I think the only thing is like he wants to go like home. That's the only thing I'm like he would leave for.
I respect that though. If he's gonna leave $40 million on the table to go home, I'd be like, fuck man, good for you.
Like if you were a ball player in the NBA and you're playing somewhere else and like you could go home to Toronto, yeah, you're gonna go. Right?
I'm 50-50.
See your family? Mom, dad can come see the game, like you know what I mean?
Yeah, that gets old fast though.
It's not like he's new in the league, right? Like he's been.
I don't think I would play in Toronto, to be honest. I would not want to play at home.
Why?
It's too much. I want to be.
Dude, he's a champion
left alone
already.
At
what
some
do you mean
point.
It's too much? He's done. Do you know what I mean? Like he.
Do you want? I don't want my family and friends around all the time if I'm a professional
NBA
player.
Do you want to be the center of attention and focus all the time,
dude? Like, but you're like on the road still. You only play half your.
That's a lot of games, man. That's a lot of games.
But you live there
every week.
So if you're playing,
fuck.
If you're playing basketball and you're, you know what I mean? Like,
look at Corey Joseph. Like he's happy to get out of Toronto. Like he was like he loves Indiana. Yeah,
can't get enough.
He loves it.
No man, he grew braids out. He's having an identity crisis. We got Corey's got to come home, bro. This guy's lost himself.
He's just out in the middle of a cornfield.
Yeah,
when he's
last game
playing.
I saw he was a disaster. I'm like, this kid, what happened to this kid? I don't even recognize him anymore.
Like, what NBA player has gone home, like in a big ceremony and been successful?
Just LeBron, I think.
Remember when Dwayne Wade went to the Bulls?
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
How did that work out?
But LeBron, it was more than going home. It was like the man, like literally destroyed.
Yeah, LeBron went home.
Garbage legacy. But besides,
LeBron's an exception.
Yeah, the man's opening schools. You know what
well,
I mean?
Kawhi could be an exception.
Yeah, how's Michael Jordan's homecoming to Carolina?
But I think that's the luster, though, right? You come to the Clippers, like, but he's gonna do this with the Raptors. That's why I don't think he's gonna leave. Because the Raptors never won anything, you know what I mean? You're almost a joke.
With a new
you know
balance,
I mean?
With like, a new balance of the NBA,
you're gonna choke in the playoffs. Yeah, you're gonna have great regular season. See in the playoffs, you're a bunch of bums. You know what I mean? You win that, you're a goddamn next kind of hero. And I think that's what the Clippers are pitching too.
What do you think?
Clippers
of,
like, yo, come here, we're a joke, but hey, bro.
When was it Kevin Durant who called Kawhi a system player?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like
he takes that personally, man.
ESPN. Put out a story before this road trip for the Raptors saying that the Clippers' big master plan is to get Durant and Kawhi.
Dude, has a Clippers plan, let alone a master plan, ever worked?
No.
Like, do we have to worry about that at all?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I hear, like, you can change your font, your logo, uniform colors.
Yeah.
You're still the Clippers, man. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna.
It is weird.
You're not gonna do anything.
Like, yeah, I don't. I could see him going there. I think if he goes anywhere else, it's fucked. I think Toronto and the LA are 50-50. That's my gut.
That guy's amazing, man.
If you had to put money on it, $100 on, you got to put $100 on stay or go. Or we should call it like a Brexit thing, like remain and leave.
Yeah.
You should phrase it that way. Like, would you be in the remain
Brexit
camp or the leave camp?
$100 down, remain.
Remain.
I'd like to think that, but I'd also don't want to jinx it, you know?
But you got to put $100 down on one of the two. So you're going to put it on
I'd
leave
be happier
to jinx it?
I would
not
stay,
jinx it?
I would spend $100 right now to know that he would re-sign a max contract.
Like a GoFundMe for
Kawhi
to stay?
For sure. I'd be like, hey, man, here's $100.
What would the limit be for that?
Probably $100. But if he has a
you
charity.
You would give Kawhi Leonard $100?
I wouldn't give it to him.
I don't even think I would do that, bro. I'm like, are you serious? You need $100 from me?
No, but dude, it guarantees him staying, though. In this
scenario.
Yeah,
then 100%.
It guarantees him. He's going to sign the max contract. So
but every bad
whatever.
Game, I'll be way more invested in him playing.
My tax dollars.
$100, bro. Like, are you crazy?
It's just, he is
That's
so.
Like three beers.
He is
beers
so fucking good, man. Yeah, it's for sure. But he's, I don't know. I would for sure. I would literally spend on. If he started a GoFundMe and he's like, this is my charity that I want you guys to send
people
money to.
People would revolt. Oh, a charity, okay.
You know what I mean? If he's like, no, not his charity.
It's for good cause.
I thought you meant for him.
No. Like, whatever. His fucking Ford Bronco charity.
Yeah, sure.
I would send $100. Yeah. Absolutely.
Guaranteed. Thing two.
Nick Nurse.
Yeah.
Are you a believer?
I'm not a doubter, but I don't know if I'm a believer yet.
A believer that he's a decent... Yeah, I think I talked to Will about this last pod.
Can Nick Nurse win a championship?
Sure. Especially the players that win the
That's
championship.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, yeah. It doesn't matter. But
Phil Jackson won like six. Apparently, he doesn't know shit.
Yeah.
But also, do you think Dwayne Casey could have won a championship?
No, he won nine. No,
with Kawhi Leonard, 100%.
You think with Kawhi Leonard, Dwayne
yes,
Casey could win a championship?
Dude, it's Kawhi Leonard.
For sure. There is a correlation thing
there.
Here, man.
You can call it whatever you want, man. Like, he's going to do fucking some crazy
shit. I have no doubts that he has a very good team to start his career.
Nick, would this team be better or worse if Dwayne Casey was the head coach right now?
I couldn't even tell you the answer
to that.
It'd
be worse, for sure. That's not even debatable.
I don't even know.
It's not even debatable.
Is the Kawhi factor so large that that the coach doesn't even matter?
More or less.
Yeah.
But I think that's. No, but I'm saying, though, it comes down to those one or two plays where they do have influence in the game. And I would take him over Dwayne Casey 1,000 times.
But have you noticed
a lot of those plays are get the ball to Kawhi. Like, what are you talking about? Like, all those plays are Kawhi's got to get the ball. Figure it out, bro.
Like, he's not running a circus out there with some Harlem Globetrotter shit.
Yeah, you're going to get the ball to Kawhi.
But I'd say
Kyle. You know what I mean? Like,
at the end of the game, yeah. But I'm talking about just, like, out-of-timeout plays. Just like middle of the third quarter.
Yeah,
he is better. I don't think he's that much better. Like, that's make or break.
But he's better, though.
For sure.
You're saying if you could pick one.
He's an offensive, like, coach, right?
Yeah.
And to be, like I said this on this podcast, in the times where it was like, okay, this is why we fucking yell at Dwayne Casey, Nick Nurse made the exact same mistakes.
There were times, yeah. I agree with that.
Even Kawhi making the same dribble off his foot.
I'd say I challenge that a little
not
bit.
Not in recent. Not this recent stretch here.
The last game, you mean?
On the Yeah. You got to relax. This is
The last game is a perfect example where he saw Steph Curry and exploited him. Like, I've never seen Steph Curry exploited like that on defense before.
But that's on defense, man. Like,
But it fucked with him mentally, for sure.
But you know what I think Nick Nurse is? I was saying about this and just listening to Nick Nurse. He's like, he's about keeping basketball simple. And really, when you think about it, yeah, it's like, who you have to shut down Steph Curry. And on offense, who's the smallest guy on the floor? Oh, Steph Curry. Fucking go at Steph Curry. Like, it's really easy. And the guys are executing. Like,
yeah.
That's his game plan for sure. But I'm like, is that crazy of a game plan? He's like, look at this. That's what happens in our basketball team. people look at me and they try to put me in the post and they try to score.
Dude, but what? Why have we never done that before then?
What?
That. Exactly that.
I think we have. I have to just think we haven't had the success.
What about Danny Green?
Yeah, that's a...
He is definitely good.
That's also...
He also seems more willing to like experiment with shit.
Yeah.
He'll try Siakam... Sometimes off the bench, sometimes starting. Like
he's not rigid at all, which is awesome.
The starters that start the game, like there's no mandate that they'll play the first 6 minutes of the third quarter as well. Like he'll change.
And dude, honestly, it's the same thing like we're saying. It's like it doesn't matter what he's doing. Like let him make mistakes or try things, and then we're gonna see in the playoffs. That's when we're gonna see Nick Nurse. Then we'll be able to answer all these questions. Like who cares now?
I'll say this way, I'm a believer that. When it comes time to make a clutch decision, Nick Nurse has a higher probability of getting that right than Dwayne Casey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. I'm absolutely in agreement with that.
On average.
Okay.
Hey.
We'll see in the playoffs. I hope so. It's leaning that way. I really like Nick Nurse.
I like his slack jawed.
The way he talks, like I'm really starting to like his press conference. Yeah. He's got that like twang too. I'm like, oh, hey, buddy.
He's also very.
I'm getting into you.
I'm surprised he didn't make it to the all handsome coach competition at all.
You know what? We got a couple tweets about that.
Man, Nick Nurse is all right. He had a weird haircut at the beginning of the season.
What did you think? Of our all handsome team? By the way,
I think whoever said. The fucking the Jazz coach is okay. Is, that's insane.
This cycle over here in the green chair.
Was it you or him?
That was me.
It was you him all day. I took.
I
Luke
defend
Walton.
Him.
Jesus Christ!
I'm still about Quinn Snyder.
The most insane. Where I was like, now you're just making a mockery of this thing.
No,
you know,
no man.
You're not going to take it seriously. Maybe we just shut down the podcast.
Very stern, handsome man.
Holy fuck!
You're in. It's like some 50 Shades of Grey shit. Like you're kind of scared. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, so if you had to bet $100 that Nick Nurse could have a positive effect on this team in the playoffs, would you do that? I don't know how else you bet on.
Yeah, I would bet that. That's the easiest bet ever. Yeah.
I don't know how else you bet on coaching.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to, you know, wrap it up.
No, you just got to do it hard.
Tied into the last one.
And concise, do you think Nick Nurse is a better coach than Dwayne Casey?
Oh, then Dwayne, that's an excellent question, and I would think the three of us will all say yes to that, right?
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. Happy holidays, everybody.
A thing three.
This is what podcasts are for, okay? To overanalyze just the meaningless shit that I feel, this is what I'm going to say about this topic, because this really does hit home for me, and I spent a lot of time thinking about it, watching games, way too much time, and that's going to say a lot of time, but I think that a lot of people are going to think it's a dumb topic, but everyone's going to have an opinion on it. So the patches, and I think we may have even touched
on
this. Sun
Life?
Yeah, the Sun Life patch on the Raptors jersey. Why the sweet fuck isn't it stitched into the jersey? Like it's like an iron-on patch.
Yeah.
So if you look at the Milwaukee one, for instance, Harley Davidson is stitched in, right?
Is it stitched in?
It's stitched in, yeah. Cleveland's Goodyear symbol.
Harley Davidson makes quality products, Barry.
Yeah, Sun Life. Maybe it's on you. Goodyear on Cleveland is stitched in.
Good tires.
So the Sun Life one is literally, it's either just a red or white patch.
Yeah.
And it's like a square piece of cloth with a white sunlight on it. Just, it looks like an iron-on.
Yeah, I don't notice it. You don't notice it that
much. And I'm just like, how much fucking money do you need?
I don't think it's a cost thing. I think it's a skin irritation thing.
No, it's the no. There's no way because they've already got the names and numbers stitched in, so it can't be. It's the same shit.
Maybe it's just a lateness thing. There's like you know just.
Yeah, because you don't want to get too near the nipple.
No,
chafe up your nipple.
I do not agree with these arguments at all. I think this is no because it is not first of all near the nipple, buddy. If your nipple is in your upper left shoulder,
it's because
you got bigger problems than fucking.
I think it's a Nike problem.
The jersey.
It's
no man because it's I.
Sun Life? Who do we write then, Barry?
Sun Life or the Raptors, because other teams, that's what I'm saying, other franchises have done it.
Does the logo change? Is it like a sticky thing where like it's sometimes it's gray, sometimes it's white, or is it, do they like...
No. Possibly. Like a, possibly.
It comes off?
Either I'm calling out Sun Life and the Raptors. These are like million-dollar deals going on, and they're just like, it's fucking iron it on.
The new jersey? The Nike earned it jersey?
It's just the OVO red, right?
Yeah. It's, it looks like a it's Christmas
nice.
Jersey.
It's nice.
And,
I like it.
Give us a goddamn Christmas game because you made us candy cane jerseys.
Dude, they're going to have the best team.
Which is
in
sick,
the,
by the way.
The best team. The team with the best record in the league isn't going to be playing on Christmas
That's
Day.
That's okay, man. Boxing Day. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Zarar, what do you think about that Boxing
Are
Day?
Are we playing Boxing Day, though?
Can you check the RR app to
see
if we are?
Yeah, we could have.
We can't now. Or yet.
Did you ever... We discussed this a couple of times, making the Boxing Day game a Canadian tradition. Because there's, you know, TSN always has the whatever the World Juniors have the Boxing Day on Sportsnet. And it's like, we'll never get a Christmas Day game, but we'll have a Boxing Day game.
Do we always have a Boxing Day game?
We have a lot.
Well, we make it oh. that we do now at home.
Yeah, it's like Raptors Heat.
See what I'm saying?
On Wednesday.
Boxing Day.
But were you annoyed that much that we weren't playing on Christmas Day? Was it that big of a deal?
I wasn't that annoyed, but I'm like, annoyed, yeah. I'm like, come on, give us a goddamn...
Do you know when Vince Carter played on Christmas?
How amazing it is to take a break from your family? When the Raptors are playing on Christmas Day, you're like, no one talk to me for a little bit.
I love every second of the NBA on Christmas Day.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, some people are like, oh, savior. Man, it should be a holiday or whatever. I'm just like, no, this is, I will sit on the couch and it's on.
Yeah,
even if I got to have it on in the background. You know what I mean?
It's on. It's starting at noon. It's on fucking, all evening.
It is sign me up for a boxing, like a Boxing saver. Day or a Christmas Day game, man. I'm down for it. I mean, yeah for sure.
Boxing Day, though. We got to take, because it's so Canadian. It's, there's no
it.
Boxing Day in
Let's
the U.S.
Let's do it.
You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
That's we can own all of that shit.
Like we should just start that right
day.
Now. We should start a Boxing Day tradition starting
That's
December 26th, 2018.
Is it a home game?
No, it's in Miami.
It's in Miami.
Doesn't matter.
That's okay.
Yeah. Even more incentive to come show up at the party because we're going to host a party.
We're
going to do a party.
Here we go.
We're doing another party?
Well, we should. We have a Boxing Day tradition to live up to.
Boxing Day tradition.
We're going to be still drunk from this
party.
Hey,
man. Let's start that. We're going to do it.
Yeah, we should. We should definitely do this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Where should we host it? We should host it at Betty's.
Possibly Betty's. Hey, if there's anyone. And I love Betty's too, though. But no,
Betty's is all right.
Betty's,
but
is
I don't.
They have an open mic Wednesdays.
I don't love it.
That's usually a disaster. It's my favorite open mic.
See what I mean?
In the city of Toronto,
usually it's a disaster.
Well, I mean, usually empty, I should say, but it's still the most fun.
It's a nice place. It's a nice venue. The upstairs is awesome.
So, are we? You guys don't give a shit about the Sun Life patch?
$100 on the Sun Life patch.
Do you know what I mean, though? It's just like the...
So I noticed that with Puma. He says Puma? Puma?
Puma.
Puma, yeah. Because I bought this Arsenal shirt. I used to buy Nike, and Nike used to always have it embroidered and nice. And then Puma came along, and they started making the jerseys, and they did this exact same thing where they put a patch. It looks horrible. It looks like...
Right?
It's like glued on.
Yeah.
Rather than stitched on. Correct. And then I was like annoyed, too, at the time. And then I like looked it up a little, and they're like, oh, these are like... aerodynamic,
Shut
like
the
they trap air and sweat inside, therefore it's optimal for it to
be man,
on
it might be some
there's no
some,
chance it's that
dude I
yeah,
it might, so can you give me another reason? It can be cost. So it can be cost. Like, what are you saving, $3
off
the jersey?
It's like laziness. Yeah, that, or it could be cost. That's the only explanation. There's no way it's aerodynamics.
It could be, though.
There's no fuck. If they
dude,
said,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it could be like a weight thing.
No.
Yeah, I don't want
God,
like,
the air comes out of the arm, from the arm, and it's got to exit from the arm, too.
No.
Nothing can
dude,
come
Nike
in the
has
way.
Those, like, if
you guys are
Nike's,
cut off.
Go look at a product on Nike's website. It
you're
says
both
some
cut
crazy
off.
Shit.
Yeah, dude, they do scientific testing on this shit. You think they overlook this part?
You...
They have like
yeah,
people in
I
like,
really do.
In like in labs
it's
with like
hot
shit
gun.
Hooked up to them.
No, I don't think they do though. I think they fucking just like we're like cha-ching. Here's
no,
the
man.
Thing.
Okay, the only
These
the only
thoroughly
reason
tested.
Why I'll allow you to keep saying this, man, is because I remember we talked about this when Nike first took over the jerseys.
Yes.
And then
okay,
the
that's
ads
why we
were
did.
Coming.
Yeah.
But we saw the jerseys without the patch and we're like, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And then when we saw the patch, it literally looked like, no, we already saw jerseys for sale without the patch. And now you got this sponsorship and you glued the patches on.
Yeah, they just glued it on.
Maybe you're not going to remake those jerseys.
Well, maybe they glued
patch.
It on because if you feel uncomfortable with the patch being there, you can just like peel it off.
Are you kidding me? You know how
like
much money that
buyer?
Is?
Huh?
You know how much money that is? Man, that.
But if they peel off, if they truly are just. Glued on there.
Yeah, you put them in cold water.
Just put
and
some.
I don't think. No, when you buy
get
a
some
fan
shit from
one,
Home Depot,
when you buy a fan
some
one, like, no, if you're buying one for personal, it doesn't have the patch on it.
What?
If you're buying like a jersey for yourself, it does not have the patch on it. It's just
I think it does.
No. They don't have patches. No. It's just when you the guys in the court.
Because there's different like levels of jerseys you can buy too, right? Like there's like the swingman jerseys. You know what I mean? Like there's.
I don't know. I've never. Hey, like someone hit us up on Twitter or something because I've never seen a jersey in a store with a patch on it. But also,
dude,
okay,
now that I'm thinking about it, I didn't even notice.
See, here's the thing. If this, just to end the ridiculous aerodynamic shit, like then why isn't the Nike swoosh on the opposite side a patch? Like why is that stitched?
Because it's like at a different location, away from the heart.
That's the right side. The right side.
Away
is,
from the heart.
The right side is you got to be stitched. Left side. That's basic. That's basic physics.
But it pushes blood to your heart.
Okay.
Gets the blood pumping better.
So I checked on. I can't even go like Sport Check. There's a Raptors jersey on sale. First of all, every website you go to, you just go to Google somehow. Like everything loads in Google now. Like even like everything. Yeah, so there's no patch on the jersey that Sport Check is selling.
No. I got a Lowry, at least not in the picture. I got a Lowry one last Christmas, and it didn't have anything.
You're a bold man.
No, it was a gift someone gave me. You know what was fucked though? Is my buddy gave it to me, and I was like, "That's awesome. I love Kyle Lowry." But I was like, "Oh, I kind of wish it was DeRozan."
Yeah,
you knew.
I remember
you
knew. That.
He knew.
And I went to Sport Check by Air Canada Center because I worked around there, and. They had DeMar DeRozan jerseys on sale. And
how much? $39.99 or some
less.
Bullshit?
No,
less.
Shut
oh,
up.
Come less. On.
How much?
Dude?
You're close. $34.99.
Oh, no, it's disrespectful.
They had,
no, that's not disrespectful,
no, that's
bro.
That's what it is, man. Dude, I saw the Bargnani jerseys. I saw the Bargnani jerseys
how much
after
are those?
Five. No, right now they're not on sale. But at the time, they were on the clearance rack.
I believe that.
The $5 clearance rack. Okay. At SVP Sports on Caledonia and
SVP
Orpus.
Sports. Oh, yes. SVP Sports has some gems, buddy. There's
listen
one at Woodside
me. No,
Mall.
DeMar DeRozan.
SVP Sports at Woodside Mall. It is fire.
DeMar DeRozan should never have a discounted jersey in this city. That is
wait,
disrespectful. It's like getting a Joe Carter jersey.
So then what are these companies supposed to do with these giant stocks of DeMar DeRozan jerseys, bro? No one's buying a DeMar DeRozan jersey.
Hold on.
I think you could have priced it higher than $35.
He's an all-time. Like, he might be the all-time rapper.
100%.
And people are always going to want that jersey.
Dude, in 10 years, a DeMar DeRozan jersey is going to be worth fucking money.
Yeah, exactly. That's
but
what I'm
right
saying.
But right now, you got to get rid of the
stock. I'm not telling... SVP,
you're not printing
run the
any
business.
More of them, Barry.
It was Boxing Day / whatever that week. So
yeah.
Or whatever it was at Black Friday.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
Like do you want a DeMar DeRozan jersey?
I would get a good, like a nice stitched one. Yeah.
And how much would you pay for that right now?
Well, I wouldn't get it right now just because I don't have that much money right now.
Well,
but
they're on discount. You wouldn't buy one? But it's disrespectful if you want one, but you won't buy a $34.99.
No, because I'm going to want like a really nice, like the heavy stitched, you know what I mean?
I'm sure those are there, bro. He's not on the team. Like, no.
Oh, if those are there.
He wants
there?
The OVO golden
No, it wouldn't
DeMar
be OVO
DeRozan
gold.
Jersey.
The red one. The red OVO. Yeah. The new red.
Earned. Like he wants the earned DeMar DeRozan jersey.
He earned it, baby.
He is not here to earn it. We all know
you
that.
You know what? That is DeMar DeRozan's jersey. Jersey. He's got the Spurs one. Barry, do you know what the Spurs one says?
Is it camo again?
You better fucking believe Christ. It's camo, baby.
Just the ugliest
it's amazing.
Possible pattern.
The Raps had camo a couple years
yeah,
ago. Right?
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
And I miss it every day.
They're disgusting.
I regret not buying it.
Take two, thing four.
You and I tweeted out, we're going to do a podcast today. Any questions? But it was on Tuesday? Monday?
Yeah,
it was earlier. Some shit came up.
Yeah.
We didn't do the podcast.
No.
So we're going to go to those questions now, but you got to remember these questions are from Monday, which was before the Clippers game. Sagasaurus Flex, will Nurse have the balls to bench Lowry or will we ask Drake to do it for him? Kyle Lowry's in a bad place there for those games.
At that time, but now he is the world's
greatest.
Would you
at the time, were you at the time, hindsight of course, 2020, were you like, wow, they should bench him or?
No, I never thought you should bench him, but I thought he was broken for sure.
No, you should never bench Kyle Lowry. You should give him the rest that he deserves or needs for to be healthy for the duration of the season and the postseason.
Very reasonable answer.
He was for sure broken.
Zara's good. Yeah.
I like how you have to go through like fucking love him or bench him. There's no in between.
No, that's just, yeah.
Man, the shit that was going Sock on
Zara's
though.
Flex.
Couldn't you see all this stuff? No, but he spoke for a lot of people. At least the people online were losing their fucking minds. Like,
I don't know what you're talking about, Barry. I believed in him the entire way. I never said anything bad about him. You can go back check the tape.
You can check. No, I agree.
No, we shit on him the whole.
Yeah, we shit on him.
I literally said he's like, broken. Yeah. What the hell is going on? We can't win. We need content, okay? I gotta get emotional sometimes.
No, I agree with all of this, but I will also say
I knew in my heart he was gonna be fine.
I knew he would get out of it.
Did we?
But everyone's like, oh, whatever. It's like, you think this guy's gonna play like this for the rest of the season? Honestly, playoffs, maybe. I don't know. I'm not gonna defend the man's playoff shit, but I'm just saying for the rest of the season. You honestly thought this guy was playing? Like, there's no fucking way. Like, it's the same as like how Boston's playing like shit right now. Boston's going to be top three at the end of the.
No, Boston's playing amazing right now.
Yeah, now. Okay, yeah, now. But they're slowly. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, "Oh, what's wrong with Boston?" It's like, "Yo, it's fucking November. Boston is going to be destroying by the time April comes around." Same with Kyle Lowry. He went in the worst slump we've ever seen. But
listen, I was terrified. I'm not.
We're all good.
It's a bit scary to see him go 0-4 in a big game.
Yeah, I mean, no, it was like if insane, and he was bricking shots.
Right. Just to him to be that passive, I was like, oh, something's weird here.
So it's not I don't think it's just... that game was worrying.
Kyle Lowry wants to go... he wants to be the assist leader in the NBA, and that's how he's maneuvering his shit. And he knows the season doesn't matter, bro. We're going to the playoffs.
You know what?
We got a ball on the playoffs, so I'm going to be the assist leader. We're going to make the playoffs, and then, you know? Yeah, and then he's going to pick his teams throughout the year. Golden State, I'm going to...
I think he was just
you think
in
I'm
a
playing?
Shitty
slump. DeMar Rose is not here no more. My best friend's not here. I love him. But he cannot do a lot of things, and now
the explanation that made the most sense to me was actually Zarar when we talked on Monday this week, and... you're like, he's injured, but he has this thing in his contract where if he plays a certain amount of games, he gets a bonus, which he 100% does because he did that last year. And I think it was something crazy, like 60 games. So I was under the impression
that's not that crazy. 60 out of 82 is not crazy.
No, but he goes to play, whatever. Yeah, but he goes to play the 60 games straight. You know what I mean? Like, I remember last year because he sat on like game 61 just because he knew he was.
Okay, like.
So I was like with. Zarar, where it's like he's still playing. He's injured, but he's still playing because he wants the bonus.
It could be. But I'm not worried about Kyle. Like he guaranteed between now and March, he's going to go through another slump where you're going to be like, this guy sucks. Yeah. Like he's broken. He's fucked. Like
he's
what's
too
wrong?
What are we done? Yeah.
Guaranteed he's going to do that. And when that happens, it's not an if, it's a when. When that happens, we're going to have the same thing like, oh my God, we're going to fucking choke in the playoffs again. It's just because we've seen him play subpar basketball in the postseason so frequently that we're like cautious now, right? Every time like he has a bad game or he looks injured, we just know that the last thing we want is an injured Kyle Lowry hobbling in the postseason. So we're all totally cool with him just sitting down for like 10 games, just chilling the fuck out and coming back stronger. And I think if we managed him the way we managed Kawhi, I'd be happy.
Right. So you think he's going to rattle off 60 games and just chill until playoffs? You know what I mean? That's what you're saying?
No, I don't think that.
He's going to play you can still rest and play 60 games.
Yeah, but what if you're doing that resting and then you get like a legit, like look at Valanciunas. He's going to miss
four weeks?
Like, I don't know, 12 games with that shit, no?
I don't know if that's the reason, that's his motivation. He signed a $30 million deal. Right, I mean,
listen, he did it last year, though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, JP, what washed-up vet is going to sign on the Raptors after being bought out after the trade deadline?
I don't know. I don't think anybody.
Washed-up.
We got Chris Boucher.
Coming up, I like that a lot.
Fire Flames. Is that how you say his name? I have no idea.
That guy is killing the D-League, man.
Dude, we're going to...
Dude, he just got 47 points. He's out. He got called up. He's up.
JV's
at the game tonight.
On the other side of where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and he might... Can you imagine if he comes in and he's like the perfect
guy imagine we need? The missing piece. Like
CJ Miles
like
never plays
the guy,
again.
Like, he was right under our noses the entire time.
Yeah.
And JV never plays for the Raptors
ever again.
Yeah.
Raptors Girl SK, are you guys going to do another Christmas party podcast on mushrooms?
Well,
funny you should ask that, Raptor Girl SK, because we're about to go eat some mushrooms at this party. So,
what a time to be alive.
Real quick, JP again, JP NJ Holt. Nick, have you ever had Grolsch instead of Heineken?
Yes, for sure. If it's a beer that's similar to Heineken, I've drank it because there was no Heineken. and Grolsch is pretty good, man.
Can I plug a podcast?
Go for
Tim Ferriss podcast.
Who's that?
I don't know. Some guy.
Sick,
like,
bro.
He talks to like people for like 2 hours at a time. And yesterday I heard this podcast he did with like this guy named Paul Stamets. And it was entirely about mushrooms and how the mushrooms are the greatest thing in the world, which are like ecologically the most important thing happening and can solve pretty much everything, including the bee extinction problem.
Well, hey.
And microdosing on mushrooms,
yeah,
makes you a better person because it opens up neurological pathways in your brain.
Sure.
I so absolutely believe in everything you just said.
I don't even understand some of it, but I agree.
I have a friend that's microdosing acid right now.
Oh, buddy. Listen, in the comedy community, you meet some people that experiment with drugs.
Is he a better person since he's done that?
He enjoys it. I've also known someone that microdosed mushrooms, and they're very happy with the results. And I'm actually thinking about it myself.
No, don't do it.
I don't know. We'll see.
I can't be hanging out with you. And you're like, I'll be back.
It's microdosing.
You're gonna fucking take a little bit of mushrooms. How do you even take
microdosing?
Would you chew a little bit? What is it? Dust and you rub it into your gums? How do you take a little bit of mushrooms?
Are you gonna eat mushrooms tonight?
No, man, I'm not taking mushrooms.
we gotta roofie this guy with mushrooms.
No, man, I'm smoking weed, baby. I'm smoking weed, drinking beer. I don't need no mushrooms.
I would eat them. Like, I don't mind the taste at all. I don't mind the
taste.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy because it's just like grown in horse manure.
But I enjoy it because I'm like, I'm about to be on mushrooms.
You know, you're gonna pay a little bit a price to have a fucking fantastic night.
Okay. Last question, Jack, in my opinion, justice. With the Warriors matchup tonight, how confident are you guys when Pascal runs the point on a scale of 1 to 10?
So we got to pretend Warrior games didn't happen yet?
Or just how confident are you when Pascal runs the point?
I don't know if he runs the point. I think he brings the ball up the court
a few times and makes the first pass.
Yeah, I'm confident. Yeah. Like as long as he's not fucking holding the ball for 15 seconds at a time.
He's not dribbling. Yeah. For sure. Don't be dribbling too much.
But he is. Like, he's a threat to go coast to coast every time he gets the rebound and like crosses half court.
Yeah.
Because he can go either direction. And with his back to the basket, he can go either direction too. Mm-hmm. So you have no idea what side to favor when defending him.
You trust him every time.
Which is insane for a guy that is what his... He started playing basketball, 8 years ago or some shit like that? Yeah, that's pretty insane ability.
He's got that soccer skills, though, baby.
Actually, wait a minute. Final question goes to Kunal Patel. So he hit us up. This was on Monday.
Yeah.
He goes, about to go to the Raptors in Portland game.
Hey.
Recommend something funny at Civilized that would get us in TV that doesn't involve face or body paint. That's the game that's happening tonight.
Well,
and then he just tweeted at us again, and he said, in Portland... Let's go Raptors.
Shout out to him. We can't give him any advice on what to do.
Oh, on this, right, because this isn't live.
That's
a good point. What was the advice? I blacked out. What?
Nah, it doesn't matter.
He was just saying what's something he could do to get him on TV, because he's in Portland. He's at the game tonight.
Oh, man, you got to go stand behind when they do the pregame interview with the check-in with Matt.
100%.
And like try to get behind that shit and just
make weird faces.
Squeeze in.
Nick also pointed out that this isn't live.
So yeah, so
let's pretend.
For next time, right?
You
go to Portland. Yeah. Maybe you go to Portland.
What channel is the game on? Is it TSN? You got to come up with some TSN abbreviation shit that always works.
Man, just get behind the camera. Just do some crazy shit.
TSN.
They got to use all the footage. Listen, you can be there for a long time, right? They're not going to change the set, so...
I've always been amazed that when people do that kind of stuff, or specifically when they get on the Jumbotron or something at arenas, that they never give the finger or something inappropriate. It's always this surprised, fun dance wave.
That's what you want? You want people to be flipping off the Jumbotron?
No, I don't want it.
Kids in the building. There.
Listen, I'm just surprised. That's all I'm saying.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Before we get out of here, to go to the party because we're running late. Zarrar, what's going on with Raptors Republic? What's happening? What's up? Give us the 411. Give us the 411 on the site.
We got some great writers, man.
What's popping? Shout them out. Great writers.
We got Samson Folk, who's funny as fuck.
Shout out to Samson Folk.
Pretty. But the biggest addition this year is, seems to have been Coach Dave Rasso.
Hey.
Who is dropping some insane fucking material. I don't think we're going to keep him for more than a year. He's going to get signed away.
Too big. Like,
he's going to get signed off to be an actual coach somewhere. Oh, I think.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or if he doesn't, then there's injustice in this world, which we need to correct.
Which we know exists.
I don't think that exists. Everything seems fine right
and,
now.
And, well, there's further injustice that we can correct. So every time I read his articles, man, you always learn something about the game that you did not know before.
Okay.
It's That's pretty awesome. Good. It's nice. Pretty amazing, man. And yeah, we miss Blake, though. Blake, dish hey. Athletic and come back, buddy.
Enjoying buddy. The athletic.
And come back.
Come on back, baby.
Anything else popping with Raptors Republic? We're good? We're going to start the Boxing Day tradition. We'll get an update on that. Oh, by the way, our show December 20th is not happening.
Hey, guys, don't go to that show.
That is not happening. First, it was December 13th, got rescheduled to December 20th. It's not happening at all.
No, it's not. No.
The Boxing Day Spectacular, I think, is going to happen.
I think we got to plan it. We got to plan it and make it a tradition. I think we decided in the last hour that
it's
we should
happening.
Do it.
Yeah.
So we should fucking do it.
And we're
going to
launch
hard.
The Raptors Republic app at the...
And everybody's going to be on mushrooms. It's going to be a great Boxing Day for everyone involved. Okay.
I do like how you click the podcast link on the mobile site and like there were two ads there and no podcast.
Yeah. And like we need an app, man. This is bullshit.
Make that
I
money.
Showed him right in front of his face. Guys, I'm trying to make this more usable for all of us.
Okay.
Helping the people.
That's going to wrap it up for the pregame, but we're going to go. Thing 6 is going to be live from the Raptors Republic holiday party.
For sure. Both our phone dies. It's going to be...
We're going to be deep into some shit. And let's see how it goes.
Can I please... Six things. Thing 6.
Thing six at the Raptors Republic party.
Yeah.
Barry didn't know how to work his own phone. Here we are, here with Barry and Zarrar. What was thing six?
Being here.
What are your thoughts on the team? What has changed in the past hour and a half?
It's not gonna happen.
Listen, we're supposed to talk to people. I looked Vivek in the eyes and I got scared. I'm going to set the phone down on the table. And God bless. See what happens.
Give it a Barry. And it's almost ideal if no one wants to say it.
I think people do want to say things, but I don't want to ask them.
Alright, Zarrar here.
I need to get some shots.
Bro. I've taken over the hosting here. Right after I've authorized Louis Zatzman to order a round of Jameson's, probably.
Zarrar had too much chicken grease on his hand and he couldn't actually open the phone. Let's just preface this segment with that.
And I also remind you the shrooms have fully kicked in at this point.
100%.
We are at 100% capacity. Barry has been unable to...
Incapacitated. Barry has been incapacitated. The shrooms are at 100% capacity. Barry is incapacitated. Zarrar is barely functioning. He's been picking at one chicken wing for 25 minutes. We're all an even playing field here. This is Thing 6 of the Talking Raptors podcast at the Raptor Republic holiday special. We have no question prepared. We're planning on passing the phone around the table and getting all the other employees of Raptor Republic's opinions on things. But honestly, when you look at people's eyes, it's hard to pass them the phone. Because they're having a conversation, and we're having our own conversation. Drugs are a hell of a thing.